Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I've got one addition to the lineup here this morning. Coming up in just 1 hour, Director Temple, the head of the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, will be joining us here on the show. One of the big stories I want to talk about is this headline: Montana wolf population strong despite increased harvest limits. No surprise to you and me, right? We could have told you that that's what was going to be the result, that you can hunt more wolves and the population will still flourish because those things so rapidly expand their population, despite what the fake news media tried to tell you back when, right? Let's see. There's another big story here. Governor Gianforte and Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon announcing the recent successful translocation of two grizzly bears from the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem in Montana to the greater Yellowstone ecosystem in Wyoming. That sounds like a win for us. Here, have some of these grizzlies. Here, you want some coyotes while you're at it? What else do you need? You tell us. Sounds like a good deal for Montana there. Anyway, we'll talk with the director about those stories and more coming up here in about 1 hour. This hour, we've got the phone lines open for you. If you got something you want to talk about, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app. I want to start after, I'm going to save it for after the break. I'll play it and then I'll get to your phone calls after that. But I want to start with what J.D. Vance had to say at a rally over the weekend. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, Marine Corps veteran, President Donald Trump's running mate. You know, Kamala Harris and crew is trying to call him weird. That's right. The people that want to chop body parts off of kids, the people that have destroyed our economy, the people that have got us on the brink of World War III, they're calling him weird. Well, he responded over the weekend, and you got to hear it. I'll play that for you coming up after the break and then jump right into your phone calls. Of course, President Trump himself this week, Trump back in Montana with another Trump rally coming up Friday night at the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse in Bozeman. We'll be there. We're going to take you there. Hopefully, we'll see many of you there. Actually, that reminds me, I had a message that came in over the weekend. Who sent us this message? But it was somebody at Atrigo. One of our listeners at Atrigo says, "Hey, Aaron, would you ask on air if anyone from Kalispell or Eureka is hiring a bus to the Trump rally on Friday?" That's from our friendly neighborhood acupuncturist, Dr. Keith. Hey, well, thanks for that message. Hey, is there a Trump rally party bus going from the Flathead to Bozeman for Friday night's rally? Any other party buses going to the Trump rally from elsewhere across Montana? What a great idea that is. I know I'll be there, and so many of you will be there as well. But that's Friday, and then on Saturday, I'll be in the Flathead. We got Jim Jordan in Kalispell Saturday. And then a couple of days later, Steve Scalise is in Bozeman. And then a few days after that, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is in Billings. All the details, MontanaTalks.com.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I know I said I was going to play the J.D. Vance clip right out the gates, but we've got like three great callers on the phone lines right now, and I don't want to make them wait too long because I can play the J.D. Vance clip at any point here in the hour. It is great when he goes after Kamala's crazy, weird policies. So we'll play that for you. But first, let's go to Kevin in Billings on the phone lines here. Sounds like Kevin has a thing or two to say about Kamala Harris as well. Kevin, thanks for the call.
Yeah, I actually did a podcast this weekend, Rocky Mountain Freedom Zone, about John Tester and refusing or not saying that he's going to endorse Kamala. But speaking of Kamala, did you read over the weekend from the Sacramento Bee that she was instrumental in allowing an illegal immigrant to practice law in California?
I didn't see that, but I did hear President Trump over the weekend. Well, that was the other audio that I was going to look for, but I didn't have time to track it down. Trump at the rally over the weekend made the point that Kamala Harris, when she was in California, she was responsible for allowing the illegal alien that killed Lake and Riley to stay in the country. And then as the borders are, she's responsible for the illegal alien that killed Lake and Riley to stay in the country. So he made the point that she's got blood on her hands.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely not innocent. Yeah, there's a link. I don't know the exact address, but if you go to thenewamerican.com, they have a whole article, and then they do link to the Sacramento Bee to talk about this illegal alien that was in, I guess he came to Sacramento at the age of 17 or somewhere in California, and then he got his law degree, and the state would not allow him to practice law. And then somehow Kamala Harris found out and argued with him at the Supreme Court. And essentially, he's now practicing law. And then Kamala Harris called him up a year later and said that I want you in my office. And they talked for a good hour. And Kamala's assistant says she only has 30 minutes. And then she playfully scolded him for looking at his watch. It was just, I don't know if you know what's going on in England. We've got protesters going on. We had them this weekend in England.
Radical Islamic rioters, basically. I briefly saw something on social media, and then Nancy in Roundup was telling us a little bit about it as well.
Yeah, well, the people out there are frustrated with their government. There was a big protest in Brussels in England. I heard about it on Sky News yesterday, and I just was been reading commentary and whatnot. We may have the same thing happen here if we're not careful.
Well, what's interesting, and Kevin, thanks for the call. By the way, your podcast is the Rocky Mountain Freedom Zone, right?
Yes, I'd love you to come on. I sent you an email about it.
I've been meaning to reply back to your email. I get so bogged down in emails and then running around like crazy, especially this week. No, but I'd love to join you on your podcast sometime, Kevin. That would be great. So we'll have to figure out a time to make that happen. I've got you in my podcast queue. Sometimes I'm not able to listen to podcasts. So maybe when I'm making the drive all the way across the state for the Trump rally and then the Jim Jordan rally and then the Steve Scalise event and then the Speaker Johnson rally, I'm gonna put this on my list to make sure I give it a listen, because I always would enjoy it when you call in. So, and then I'd love to join you. It'd be an honor to join you one of these days as well, Kevin. Thanks so much for your call. Let's see. Let's go to Matt in Billings next up. Matt, what's going on?
Good morning, man. That's a hard guy to follow, Kevin. He's an interesting cat.
I was rewatching
some of the Jillian Michaels and Sean Hannity interview last week. And one thing that I find really interesting is we always think about the FBI or the NRG or the BLM or these departments, but one that doesn't get a lot of attention is the education department. And here's the thing is, us taxpayers are spending around $15,000 per student in the public education, even though 35% of fourth graders are proficient in reading and 40% of eighth graders are proficient in math. And my point of that is nothing more than, like, if the government is willing to fail the children, then all these other entities, the FBI, the Secret Service, are going to fail.
Well, and so, like President Trump over the weekend, I think he did an interview with Maria Bartiromo. That was another one I listened to on the way back from the lake Sunday. And, you know, she asked him, well, how are you going to pay for that? Because he's not only saying no tax on tips, but no tax on Social Security. And she's like, well, how are you going to pay for this? The first thought that came to mind was like, well, maybe you do away with the freaking Department of Education and you save a little bit of money right there and you save some headaches for our school teachers at the same time.
Absolutely. And like I said, if these government officials, our congressmen, men and women, are willing to fail the children, every agency underneath that are going to fail. I mean, these are children. Like Jillian Michael said, she was talking about the gender part of it, but I'm talking about their actual education. And then we think about society down the line from there. Why are we having the crime? Why are we not having kids out of jobs and stuff? They're not getting the education in the years that they're very important. Like, what do we expect as Americans?
Now, Jillian Michaels, who is she again? Is she the gay fitness trainer that was even slamming the woke Olympics for their bigoted mocking of Christians? Is that her?
Exactly. That's who it is. You know, she's a very open-minded person. She still says, these are children. You do not do this kind of things. You know, the Antichrist, the gender reaffirming, not educating them, not telling them things like, you know, people have inherited biases and things like that are ridiculous.
Well, I'll tell you, Jillian Michaels needs to come out here and put old John Tester through the ringer, old flip-flop flat top, because he supports that radical transgender agenda. And so maybe Jillian Michaels can show him a thing or two. And I'm not talking about fitness. I'm talking about policies and the crazy leftist attacks on kids. All right, Matt, thanks for the call. Back after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let's see. We got Caden filling in for us here, doing a great job as our guest producer here this morning. So Travis can enjoy a well-earned day off. But anyway, he says, breaking news from Fox News. Biden holds Situation Room meeting at 2:15 Eastern time. So what is he still sleeping in? I mean, good night. Sean Davis from The Federalist last night tweeted out, it's 10 p.m. and the global financial markets are crashing. Do you know who your president is? We do, Sean, but he's still sleeping. Shh. Don't tell him about that. Don't tell him about the chaos that they're worried may unfold even further in the Middle East. Shh, still sleepy time. Around noon Montana time, then we can talk about the global financial markets and turmoil in the Middle East and more. But for right now, just play some nice soft music. Put a white noise. What do they call it? White noise? White noise. There you go. Yeah, just keep the white noise going. Let's see. Francis in Big Fork, great to hear from you. What's going on?
Well, the stock market, it, you know, crashing. But George Soros, a lot of times, he gets the stock market. He raises it up really high, and then he sells, and everybody thinks there's something wrong with the company. It's just him trying to wreck the country. So hold on with your stocks and don't panic. You know, you gotta wait till Trump at least gets in and see what happens.
That's some great financial advice right there. Wait, that's what a lot of people are doing. They're waiting to see if Trump wins in November or not, to see, do I buy a new pickup? Do I not buy a new pickup? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like that's how
right.
big of an economic impact it will be if Trump wins and we get the Senate back and more.
That would be 100% improvement. I'll tell you that. And Kamala, she's just a straight out communist that wants to let all these people in so they can cheat. And they're already signing up. I heard that illegal, you know, aliens to vote.
That reminds me, when you talk about Kamala Harris, when she was first kind of showing up on, you know, in the presidential race, I think it was when she was running for president, I think I mispronounced her name. I think I called her Kamala or Kamala, whatever, right? And one of our liberal listeners was, it's Kamala. And so I was like, okay, so I need a good way to remember this so that I get it right here. How do I remember? Kamala. Okay. And that's helped me remember how to pronounce her name. That's a very helpful tip. Very helpful tip. Francis, thanks for the call. Always great to hear from you. So what happened with the financial markets last night?
Worries about a U.S. recession intensifying a global stock market sell-off led by Japan's Nikkei, which plunged nearly 12.5%. A surge in the Japanese yen also helping the index tumble to its worst day since 1987 after the black market market crash on Wall Street. Friday's disappointing U.S. July jobs report helping fuel recession fears. With many investors already concerned, the Fed's been too cautious over cutting interest rates. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All right, there we go. Okay, in the meantime, we've got another caller on the phone lines. Let's see, Cindy and Hungry Horse, stand by. We'll get to you in just a second. But first, I'm going to play this. This is from the Trump rally over the weekend. His running mate, Ohio Senator and Marine Corps veteran J.D. Vance. This is a must-hear audio.
Every time the Democrats attack us and attack our movement, they can't help but tell on themselves. They reveal how much they hate the American people. Now, remember this. Remember, Barack Obama said we cling to God and guns. Remember that? Hillary Clinton called us deplorables. And now, Kamala Harris says we're weird. Well, Kamala, I'm glad you brought that up. Let's talk about some things that are weird. We think it's weird that Democrats want to put sexually explicit books in toddlers' libraries. We think it's weird that the far left wants to allow biological males to beat the living crap out of women in boxing. We think it's weird for a presidential candidate to bail convicted rapists and murderers out of prison, and that's what Kamala Harris did. And I think it's especially weird when Kamala Harris comes to Atlanta, I believe came here to this arena. Kamala Harris comes to Atlanta and talks with a fake Southern accent, even though she grew up in Canada. You can't make it up. That's pretty weird. Go watch the clip. She sounded like a Southern belle, even though she grew up in Vancouver. It doesn't make any sense. But on November 5th, she can go back to using her San Francisco accent because we're going to send her packing and we're going to reelect Donald J. Trump, President of the United States.
Yeah, what a great response there from J.D. Vance at the rally over the weekend. Looking forward to the big Trump rally coming up this Friday night. Cindy and Hungry Horse, thanks for the call. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi, Aaron. Well, you know, nobody is talking about the death and destruction of our first 2 years of this administration on the COVID debacle. And, you know, how many businesses were lost? How many people's lives were lost unnecessarily? The ones that didn't take the jab, the firemen, the nurses, all of those people who all lost their jobs because they weren't willing to take the vaccine. The schools, the Department of Education, and the head of that was literally keeping kids out of school and away from each other. The First Amendment rights that were trampled on. This is the first 2 years of the Biden administration, and there was so much negative that happened during that time, and I don't hear anybody talking about all of that that happened. And she is just as much a part of it as Biden and his whole administration.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Bidenomala economy, which is just a train wreck. And the fact that they wanted to keep the lockdowns and the mandates and the restrictions going was just one more way that they harmed the economy. It's not just how they failed with COVID-19. That the mainstream media, so many in the fake news media, are not talking about. They don't want to talk about anything when it comes to Kamala Harris's record. And here we are, 15 days later, since she was crowned the nominee through their authoritarian process. 15 days later, and she still has not done one press conference or one like actual interview taking actual questions. The only time she did anything apparently unscripted, she gave some weird response to the prisoner swap deal with Russia. That was about the only time she's been on camera in a remotely unscripted moment.
Well, that is true. But when you think about that first 2 years being a trial run of what they're going to do if they get into office, is extremely scary. It's all about control. And that's, I mean, that first 2 years showed how much control they actually can get out of the American people.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, President Trump has been talking about this. He was asked about, coronavirus in particular. I think it was in yesterday morning's interview with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures, which is a great program. I always kind of often say that that's now the Sunday morning talk show. Remember, you know, it was Tim Russert, Meet the Press for a number of years, and then it was Fox News Sunday until Chris Wallace went off the deep end and with Trump derangement syndrome. And then now it's Sunday Morning Futures is the Sunday morning talk show. Here's what he had to say about, you know, the Biden-omala economy and their COVID restrictions and more.
COVID came in. Nobody knew what it was. Nobody knew how to handle it. We closed it down to China. Governors then made decisions whether they wanted to keep it. Actually, the Republican governors made the right decisions. The Democrat governors closed everything down. It was up to them. It wasn't up to the president.
And then, of course, as Cindy and Hungryhurst pointed out, and Cindy, thanks for the call, what did Joe Biden do? He came in and doubled down on vaccine mandates causing harm to our economy. Remember, they were threatening railroaders, union railroaders, with losing their jobs if they didn't take the jab. And then they actually kicked, you know, our incredible military service members to the curb who had done deployment after deployment after deployment and more, sacrificing for this country. And then they got kicked to the curb by Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester. What did Trump have to say about the economy in that same interview? Here you go.
So we're going to have more jobs than we've ever had. Look, we had that. Nobody ever had an economy pre-COVID. And then after COVID, we did a phenomenal job. We handed over a stock market. We would have had a depression. I believe if I wasn't president, a couple of people are saying this very strongly, we would have had a depression like in 1929.
And of course, he's not president right now. And what is the concern that's happening right now? Stock markets crashing, potential World War III. You're seeing the global financial markets in turmoil. That is the Kamala Harris, Joe Biden record. And now another reminder, if Tim Sheehy doesn't win the Senate race here in Montana, if Trump doesn't win the presidential race, you can kiss those Trump tax cuts goodbye. You can say hello to a major tax hike.
I cut taxes more than any other president in history, more so than Ronald Reagan. We had the biggest tax cut in history. All of a sudden, and we had business incentive cuts, and they hired people at levels that they've never hired before.
But Kamala Harris says that Bidenomics is working. John Tester thinks Bidenomics is working. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. Back right after this. We first broke the news on our Montana Talks app that Donald J. Trump is hosting a Trump rally right here in Montana. That's right, Friday, August 9th. President Trump hosting a rally in Bozeman alongside Navy SEAL veteran and Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy. We get the story on our Montana Talks website. In fact, we broke that news exclusively at MontanaTalks.com. That's why you got to get the Montana Talks app on your phone.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so many different directions we can go with the show. That's why we love taking your phone calls, because it's kind of like, okay, what do people across Montana want to talk about? What do you want to hear about? You can message us on the Montana Talks app, or you can call in right now. We've got phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. Here's some quick headlines from our Montana Talks website. Throwback. John Tester celebrates celebrities but attacks military veterans. You know how John Tester is bashing Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy for his business success? Oh, he doesn't like the fact that Tim Sheehy was able to afford a house in Big Sky, Montana. Well, John, how have you become a millionaire, worth millions more since being a United States senator? That's a little weird. This guy did it through the private sector, creating jobs for his fellow veterans. But when Justin Timberlake bought a house in Big Sky, Montana, John Tester loved that. I've got the receipts. You can see the tweet that John Tester sent to JT, Justin Timberlake, back in 2015. So that story's on our Montana Talks website. Plus the latest on the storm cleanup in Missoula. And our producer Travis wrote a story for us today. Even though he's got the day off, he's getting a head start on his website stories here. Dear Montanan, could you pass the citizenship test? That's a very good question. But then again, Democrats like John Tester want to make sure that that there's no test required to become a citizenship in America. They just want to plow a bunch of illegal aliens into the country and then call them citizens. And then, of course, Governor Greg Gianforte also got a firsthand look at the storm recovery in Missoula. So that's just some of the Montana news on our Montana Talks website right now. Back into the phone lines we go. Let's see, Sean in Libby. Sean, thanks for the call.
Yes, good morning, sir. Just one comment and one question. The comment is that, the Secret Service, being that they can't be trusted for whatever reason, who knows what's going on behind the lines, who knows? I'm not going to dwell on that. We could all fill in the blanks. So can't President Trump hire his own security detail and send the bill to the Secret Service or to the NSA, and so that he has a picked and chosen security detail? And then the second question is, I'm very interested in going to that Bozeman rally on the 9th of August that you just mentioned. How do I get the location and the time?
Yes, well, so that's all right. You must have missed it last week. It's all on our Montana Talks website, Friday night, 8 p.m. start time at the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse in Bozeman. But first, you better get online, go to montanatalks.com, get tickets, and then I would get there early, and I would get there very early. There are going to be people camping out to get a chance to get into this Trump rally, and the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse is not that big. I wish it could have been outside at Bobcat Stadium. Get a few more people in there, but because it's going to fill up and fill up fast. So that's what I would encourage people there is to get there as early. Like I was talking, actually, I ran into a friend grocery shopping yesterday, and she said that her and her husband, they're going to go to their first ever Trump rally. She said, yeah. And then I was saying, well, yeah, it's, you know, I think the doors open at 4. So she says, oh, I'm going to take a half day at work in order to make it. I was like, I would take a full day off because you're going to want to get there way before 4 o'clock to get in line just to get a spot. That's just my advice anyway.
So I get the details, montanatalk.com, right?
Yeah, click the headline that says update Trump rally, and then that's got the link in there, everything like that for how to get tickets. So, yeah. And also, if you have the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, I get where people are coming from. They don't want to get any notifications because so many different apps just overwhelm you with notifications. Thankfully, with the Montana Talks app, we really try not to do that. Now, some of our other, like the KBUL, like if you're listening to KBUL in Billings, I'll just tell you straight up, like, man, you're probably going to get overwhelmed with notifications because they post all sorts of junk on that website sometimes. I'm just saying, I'm just being honest with you. With the Montana Talks website, I try to carefully curate the content that's on there. So I filter out all the woke BS garbage or just a lot of the stupid clickbait crap. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like you guys don't want to hear all that noise. You want to get the stuff that matters. So if you have the Montana Talks app and you keep the notifications on, you'll get things like, hey, here's how to get tickets right now for the Trump rally, et cetera. I think we shot that one out I think last, was it Thursday or Wednesday last week? I couldn't even tell you. We've been on the road so much. Great events in Miles City last week, by the way. Thanks to everybody for all the help out there. All right, Sean, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Kamala Harris, she's doubling down on the failed policies of the Biden-Harris regime. You know, I thought, you know, when she decided to start running for president, when they pushed Joe Biden out, you know, remember how they had the, you know, they just want to push grandma off the cliff. They want to push granny off the cliff. Remember when the Democrats had those campaign commercials pushing granny off the cliff? That's what they basically did with Joe Biden. They pushed grampy off the cliff, said, you're out of here. We're going to ignore the whole Democratic process, and we're going to make her the nominee instead. I thought what she would have done is figure out a way to say, well, here's where I'm different than Joe Biden. Here's what I would have done differently. But no, instead, she has done a full-throated defense of the failed Biden-Harris regime. Donald Trump Jr. shared this over the weekend, shared this video over the weekend, highlighting how Kamala Harris is claiming that Bidenomics is working.
Bidenomics is working.
Meanwhile, most renters feel like they will never be able to own a home. The typical starter home is now worth more than $1 million. For many buyers, that means achieving the American dream of owning a home is increasingly difficult, if not impossible.
Bidenomics is working.
Listen to this stat. Since 2020, food prices have increased 26%, and we are all feeling it when we go grocery shopping.
It's working. It's a term we're very proud of, I must tell you.
Gas prices are on the climb across the U.S.
Prices are nowhere near the levels they were at in 2020.
And Bidenomics is working.
So you get three consecutive monthly readings on job gains that are less than 125,000. I'm beginning to smell a recession.
Bidenomics is working.
It's working.
All right, yeah, I mentioned that was shared by Donald Trump Jr. via X.com. I spotted it. Tim Sheehy reposted that. Navy SEAL veteran and GOP U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy sharing that same video. Sheehy added this, Kamala Harris and two-faced John Tester keep telling us that Bidenomics is working while it's crushing Montanans with skyrocketing costs. Bidenomics is killing the American dream. It says, I'm running for U.S. Senate to help President Trump save the American dream. You know, it was interesting. We had some great events in Miles City. And again, big thanks to Tammy Hall, the great Tammy Hall out of Bozeman for filling in on Friday's show. And because that freed it up. You know, I've been doing these events paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana, all across Montana. In fact, we're going to have a very cool one coming up Saturday afternoon in Kalispell. We're going to help you pay for gas. That's going to be a really cool event coming up on Saturday. I'll tell you about that one later in the week. We're going to do that right before the Jim Jordan, Ryan Zinke rally in Kalispell. But I was in Miles City, and I was at, Thursday night, we ended up doing kind of a last-minute, you know, event at Tubbs Restaurant, and then basically it's right there next to the Montana Bar. Big thanks to Blake for hosting us there, letting us do an event from there. We just sat out front, handed out gift cards, talked with folks, and you know, I think it's the only live poker table still in Miles City is at Tubbs there, and so the guys would come out during their breaks during the poker game, and we'd BS with them, and so that was just a fun event. And then Friday morning, you know, normally I'm on the radio, so I can't do a breakfast event or just go hang out at a coffee shop. I had a great time. I got there early before we really kicked off our event. And so I met up with a great guy. He told me this was the first time ever he voted Republican. He voted Republican for the first time ever this year. And this guy, his family roots go way back in Butte, Montana, and he lives in Miles City. And he told me it was the first time he ever voted Republican, and just a great guy too. I just had a great cup of coffee with him and enjoyed chatting with him. I'll tell you more about that conversation right after this.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I've been telling you over and over, this radicalized new Green Deal, eliminate private health insurance, open borders, surrender in the war on terror, no private health insurance, no fracking, no drilling, surrender in the war on terror, 70 to 80% tax rates, mandatory gun confiscation. You know, this new party has gotten out of touch. They have become radicalized. They are extremists, and their policies are downright dangerous. You know, Israel on the brink of a three-front war, and their message to Israel is to show restraint.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, out of all the things we can do to maintain and protect our homes, you know what? Getting up on a ladder, cleaning out the gutters, that's the last thing anyone wants to do. I know, I've done it. And right now you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your entire home. Now, the beauty of Leaf Filter is they take care of everything start to finish. Every installation comes with a free inspection, free estimate, and a lifetime guarantee. Now, a Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will clean out, realign, seal your gutters before installing Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters ever again with Leaf Filter. They're America's number one gutter protection system. And schedule your free inspection. Get up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. That's a free inspection up to 30% off, leaffilter.com/Hannity. And do it today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount, one discount per household.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
You can build all the housing you want in, fill it any place in western Montana. It won't make any difference in price. Such sentiments are commonly voiced in plenty of conversations about housing. In fact, many people say that increased development increases housing prices. That skepticism about housing supply influencing prices fuels interest in policies like rent control that create more problems than they solve. Why do people feel this way? Perhaps it's because a lot of places with rising prices do have a lot of building as well. In other words, demand for housing is rising at the same time as supply. If demand is growing faster, you still get price growth. Another explanation is regulation. High-cost areas usually have high levels of regulation that make it harder to build. When a developer does break through the red tape to bring new units to the constrained market, it commands a high price. But it's regulation, not the construction itself, that produces this outcome. I'm Patrick Barkey.
That's 406-201-6263.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend. Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. I got some messages that have been coming in on our Montana Talks app. Some of them, I apologize, I'm just getting to them just now. Very good question from Morgan in Helena. Yeah, I've talked before about these liberal city governments in the bigger towns in Montana. Take Billings, for example. Yellowstone County is growing like crazy. But the actual city limits Billings is not really growing that much. It's because they have too many regulations that prevent growth and development and building in the city. Morgan and Helena asks a good question. How quickly do the liberal city councils circumvent zoning and building regulations for homeless shelters? That's a really good question. Maybe somebody has the answer for that one. Let's see. A listener in Billings just messaged us. Isn't it peculiar how the left wants to hold gun manufacturers accountable for deaths, but do nothing to vaccine manufacturers? That's a good question. Let's see. Scott in Lovell. This would actually be a brilliant move by Kamala Harris. This would be a brilliant move by Kamala Harris, but they will never do it. The Democrats would never do this. I'll tell you why in a second. But Scott in Lovell, Wyoming, says this. Kamala Harris should pick John Tester for her vice president. I think that would actually be a very smart move. Here's why. Look at the entire campaign that Kamala Harris is running right now is as fake and phony as John Tester's campaign is. I mean, Kamala Harris is now flip-flopping on every single major issue. She says she would ban fracking. Now she says she wouldn't ban fracking. I mean, she is flip-flopping left and right. It is as if John Tester is already running her campaign. She can lie all she wants. She can flip-flop all she wants. And the media is never going to hold her accountable. It's just like John Tester's campaign right now. But here's why, Scott, this is why they would never do it. They need John Tester in the United States Senate. If they keep John Tester in the U.S. Senate, they keep control of the U.S. Senate. And that is just as important to them as the White House. If they pull John Tester to help her for the presidential race with the fake phony campaign, the fake phony flip-flop campaign, they lose the Senate. And they have absolutely, if they want to keep destroying this country, they need John Tester in the Senate. All right, just about out of time. We've got the head of the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks joining us coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. It's going to be a great conversation coming up. I told you I was in Miles City Friday morning. I was hanging out at the Main Street Grind. By the way, I was looking at the prices for their sandwiches and their breakfast sandwiches, and I was like, holy cow, you guys' prices are low. And the owner told me, he's like, yeah, he's like, we are putting ourselves at risk with our prices being this low, because in reality, the inflation we're getting hit with, our prices should easily be a couple dollars higher for all this stuff. But you feel it. You feel the pain of these small business owners, because they're doing everything they can to keep their prices low for their customers in the midst of the Bidenomics inflation. But anyway, while I was sitting there earlier that morning, I sat with a guy who voted Republican for the first time ever in his entire life. And I won't share his name on the air, I guess, unless he gives me – I could see if he wants to give me permission to share his name, because great guy. I asked him, well, why did you finally vote Republican? What convinced you? And I can't remember if he said one issue, two issues, three issues or more. But basically, he said he had always bought in to the union propaganda, because his family goes way back in Butte. He's in Miles City now, but his family goes way back in Butte, and they were, you know, part of the unions and things like that. So we'd always bought into their propaganda. No more. He said he finally just started questioning it. He's like, because really, at the end of the day, who is killing union jobs right now? Who killed the Keystone Pipeline? Who's trying to kill Colstrip? Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester.